From the 1760s onwards, there was a great change in the way people lived. Machines were invented that could make things much faster than the old craftsmen did. The people left their homes and small workshops to go to the big new factories. Gradually, the machines drew the population from the countryside into the towns to find work. This process became known as the Industrial Revolution. As the people flocked into the towns grew into large, dirty, and industrial cities. People lived in overcrowded and unhealthy conditions. The water was often polluted, there were no proper drains or sewers, and the air was filled with smoke. The smoke came partly from the fires that were all the people had to keep themselves warm, and partly from the factory chimneys. The factories gave off other fumes as well as smoke, adding to the health hazards of living in the city. With the smoke came pollutants. They fell from the air and left a black layer over everything. This kind of pollution continued until the Clean Air Acts of 1956 and 1968 stopped most of it. We seem to live in better conditions these days, but is industry really any cleaner? From the 1760s onwards, there was a great change in the way people lived. Machines were invented. That could make things much faster than the old craftsmen. Did. The people left their homes and small workshops to go to the big new factories. Gradually, the machines drew the population from the countryside into the towns to find work. This process became known as the Industrial Revolution. As the people flocked into the towns grew into large, dirty, and industrial cities. People lived in overcrowded and unhealthy conditions. The water was often polluted. There were no proper drains or sewers, and the air was filled with smoke. The smoke came partly from the fires that were all the people had to keep themselves warm, and partly from the factory chimneys. The factories gave off other fumes as well as smoke, adding to the health hazards of living in the city. With the smoke came pollutants. They fell from the air and left a black layer over everything. This kind of pollution continued until the Clean Air Acts of 1956 and 1968 stopped most of it. We seem to live in better conditions these days, but is industry really any cleaner? From the 1760s onwards, there was a great change in the way people lived. Machines were invented that could make things much faster than the old craftsmen did. The people left their homes and small workshops to go to the big new factories. Gradually, the machines drew the population from the countryside into the towns to find work. This process became known as the Industrial Revolution. As the people flocked into the towns grew into large, dirty, and industrial cities. People lived in overcrowded and unhealthy conditions. The water was often polluted, there were no proper drains or sewers, and the air was filled with smoke. The smoke came partly from the fires that were all the people had to keep themselves warm, and partly from the factory chimneys. The factories gave off other fumes as well as smoke, adding to the health hazards of living in the city. With the smoke came pollutants. They fell from the air and left a black layer over everything. This kind of pollution continued until the Clean Air Acts of 1956 and 1968 stopped most of it. We seem to live in better conditions these days, but is industry really any cleaner?